I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. The Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution passed Congress in the 1970s. Wednesday, Illinois made news by ratifying it 46 years later. The amendment reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." The amendment reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Those chants are from its supporters in Illinois decades ago, where it ultimately fell short before the 1982 congressional deadline. For decades, Illinois remained the only northern state that hadn't ratified. Those chants are from a rally in Springfield last year, when the issue resurfaced and hit a nerve.
Well, you would think with all of the noise nationally about the attitude of the Trump administration, the Me Too movement, that this would be sufficient for members who are kind of in the middle, kind of fence straddlers, to say, okay, I'll do this. It's the right thing to do.
That's Democratic State Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, who says he sponsored ratification efforts for over 20 years. In the past, the resolution has gotten the 3/5 supermajorities needed to pass both the Illinois House and Senate, just never in the same year. On the House floor, Lang urged a yes vote for a final time.
A no vote is a vote against the women of America.
It was close.
What do you wish?
Members booed as it appeared it might have fallen short. But then, two more legislators voted affirmatively. 71 yeses were needed. It got 72. The final vote was dramatic, and so was the debate, about 2 hours worth. Opponents included Representative Peter Breen, a Republican from Lombard, who said the amendment's original drafter, suffragist Alice Paul, would be disappointed if it passed.
Alice Paul was pro-life, and the sponsor and his allies on this have twisted her language into a mechanism for abortion, something that Ms. Paul never would have stood for.
Paul supported the ERA until her death in 1977. The abortion argument was a major snag in this year's effort for passage. Conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, who lived in Illinois, successfully lobbied against the ERA back in the 70s and 80s. In 2011, she told NPR one of her major complaints.
My daughters thought this was the craziest thing they ever heard. You're going to have a new amendment for women, and the first thing is they'll have to sign up for the draft like their brothers.
Schlafly based her Stop ERA campaign in the state. She and other women lobbied lawmakers by baking bread and pies. This year, some black legislators expressed concern that the amendment didn't go far enough to protect them and other women of color. Representative Latisa Wallace is from Rockford.
Women who present to the world like me have been asking for centuries, ain't I a woman? And we continue to hear a resounding no to that question almost every day.
Wallace ultimately voted yes. Carol Robles Roman helps lead the ERA Coalition and the Fund for Women's Equality. She's the daughter of Puerto Rican migrants and says she's interested in addressing concerns like those expressed by black lawmakers.
The Equal Rights Amendment will also be a very effective tool for women of color when you're talking about violence against women, when you're talking about sexual harassment, when you're talking about rape. The women of color are the most affected.
If just one more state ratifies, reaching the 38 originally needed, it's not clear what would happen since that congressional deadline passed decades ago. But Robles Roman says current members of Congress have their own proposals.
Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland and Representative Jackie Speier, they have companion bills in the Senate and the House that will remove the deadline.
And then, even if ratification efforts are successful, there's still the question of legal interpretation. Vic Amar is dean of the University of Illinois College of Law. He says the ERA could uphold protections codified over the past half century. Otherwise, as justices on the Supreme Court change,
you could see some backsliding or significant undoing of some of these major gender equality precedents. Certainly, adoption of the ERA today would prevent that from happening.
Regardless of how the saga plays out, supporters of the amendment are celebrating after a hard and long-fought battle in Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell.